Have you ever met people who are proud or stubborn? Have you noticed that they have a hard time saying, I'm sorry, or please forgive me, I was wrong? Why is it so hard to say, I'm sorry, and please forgive me? I believe that it has a lot to do with false pride and insecurity. Insecure people do their best to protect their fragile egos. Their self-worth is often based on performance, titles, or possessions. False pride is built on things that will pass away by comparing ourselves to others. Healthy people are at peace with themselves. They accept their weaknesses and strengths. A Christian has the best opportunity to be healthy. Why? Because they're unconditionally accepted by God. Do you know that you're unconditionally accepted by God? That's a core truth that you can claim and internalize. Can you repeat it after me? I'm unconditionally accepted and loved by God. Another truth that will help you really get emotional health is to ask forgiveness from others. Shame and guilt are subconscious time bombs that can only be diffused by this form of humility. The Bible says in James 5:16, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. I made a list of people that I hurt. I found them and asked them to forgive me. I admitted my faults and made amends. These steps healed me and freed me from my past and the charade of self-protection. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. I'd love for you to try this lifestyle of humility. Make a list of all your wrongs and start making phone calls or visits. Be humble. Admit that you were wrong and ask people to forgive you. Asking for forgiveness will not make you feel inferior. It will free you to fly higher and be the real you. Because you're a miracle. And I'm Paul Mark Goulet.